I was 14. A confused puberty stew of zits, girl craziness, cracking voice, and crippling shyness. It was summer. My family and I were vacationing in a small Wisconsin town. My dad had driven me to a swimming area across the lake from our cabin. He'd picked me up in 2 hours. Said I should stay put, swim, girl watch. Not to walk the 3 mile stretch of lonely country road back home, I agreed. But after less than an hour, I'd had my fill of the murky brown water and the locals that looked straight out of Guns and Ammo magazine. I began the long walk back to the cabin. I was barefoot. It was a scorching summer day, 90 degrees. The asphalt beneath my feet felt double, triple that temperature. Every step was like walking through Dante's sixth circle of hell, lest the heresy and flaming tombs. My mind grew delirious. Road mirages wavered all about my sweat-drenched rush t-shirt stuck to my skinny chest. My jean shorts, hand-me-downs a size too big, kept slipping down to reveal butt crack. At one point, when I reached a rise in the road, I approached a house on the other side of the highway. Two small children, a boy and a girl, were on the front lawn playing fetch with their small border terrier. Upon spotting me, the dog ran out into the lonely stretch of road. He barked at me. The children grew frantic, yelled, "Lucky! Come here, Lucky!" I too yelled at the dog, waved my arms about, tried scaring him away. That only made him angrier. He drew closer. With every step, his collar jingled. I decided to ignore him, kept walking, but Lucky followed. Jingle, jingle. I stepped into the highway, met him head on, stomped a foot, hollered at him to scram. He stood his ground, kept barking. I kept stomping. The children kept shouting. The dog and I, we just stood there, unmoving at that rise in the road. That's when a truck appeared out of nowhere. I lunged backwards. The dog stayed put. One moment he was there, the next moment, gone. The truck kept going. The children began crying hysterically, crying for their dog, crying for their mother. I was crying too. Kept saying I was sorry, I was only trying to help. Now their mother was crying too. I don't remember her hair color or whether she was fat or skinny, tall or short. All I remember was that she was wearing a flower print dress on any other day except that one. I would have thought that that dress was so beautiful. There were no more cars in sight, just me in the middle of that desolate stretch of road with mirages as far as the eye could see and that dead dog. Except you could no longer even recognize him as a dog. Now he was just some furry, greasy blood stain on the road. I stood there looking at those kids and their mother, crazed with sadness. Kept looking at that stain in the road. It was a moment when I would have gladly traded my own life for another's.